Chinese container makers indicted on price-fixing charges. The U.S. Department of Justice has unsealed an indictment charging four major Chinese shipping container manufacturers with a global conspiracy to restrict output and fix prices. The companies, which control 95% of the world's standard dry shipping containers, are accused of suppressing output by reducing factory shifts, installing surveillance cameras to enforce limits, and agreeing not to build new factories. The alleged price-fixing scheme is believed to have caused container prices to roughly double between 2019 and 2021, leading to up to a 100-fold increase in profits for some of the companies. This has had a significant impact on American consumers and businesses, who have been forced to pay higher costs for shipping containers. The indictment also alleges that the companies used various tactics to suppress competition, including reducing factory shifts and installing surveillance cameras to monitor production levels. These measures were designed to limit the supply of new containers, thereby driving up prices and increasing profits. The global impact of this price-fixing scheme cannot be overstated. With 17 million shipping containers in active circulation worldwide, any disruption to the supply chain can have far-reaching consequences for businesses and consumers alike. Market estimates suggest that shipping containers are moved approximately 193 million times per year, with roughly 5 million containers in active transit at any given time. This highlights the critical role that shipping containers play in facilitating global trade. The indictment was unsealed on May 19, after a grand jury secretly indicted the defendants in October 2025. The companies involved are China International Marine Containers, Shanghai Universal Logistics Equipment, CXIC Group Containers, and Singamas Container Holdings. One of the executives arrested by French authorities on April 14, 2026, was Vic Ma, who was accused of participating in the price-fixing scheme. This arrest highlights the international scope of the alleged conspiracy and underscores the need for cooperation between law enforcement agencies around the world. The defendants are charged with felony violations of the Sherman Antitrust Act, which prohibits monopolies and other anti-competitive practices. The indictment is a significant development in the ongoing efforts to promote competition and fairness in the global shipping industry. As the industry moves forward, it will be important to monitor developments in this case and assess the impact on the global economy. With the rise of e-commerce and international trade, the importance of fair and competitive markets cannot be overstated.